There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Go Steelers! Go Steelers! Say go Steelers! Go Steelers!
Welcome to the Steelers Outpost Podcast, June 13, 2018, episode 42. This is Tom in the Washington, D.C. Outpost. Nick joins me from the Houston Outpost. We couldn't wait and we could not resist. We're in the desert of the NFL new season. We found an oasis of cool, sweet refreshment. Antonio Brown never fails to perform and never fails to entertain. So we know that you're Steelers fans. We're guessing you didn't miss the interview.
Yeah, we're guessing that you did not miss the interview in which AB seemed to have been experiencing some sort of existential crisis. He's having a quarter-life crisis, if you will. Or for a guy like AB, it might be like a 1/6 of his life crisis, because the way that dude takes care of his Adonis body, he might live to be 150. But regardless, he gave a pretty weird interview after doing some pretty weird social media posts over the last week, couple weeks, in which he criticized Bruce Arians from 8 years ago, not wanting to make him a starter basically as a rookie, and criticized Mike Tomlin from that same time frame, and just some questionable behavior on his Instagram, which then resulted in this interview that he gave. So I'm going to give you just a quick little four little bullet points, high level overview of what he said in that, and then we're going to kind of give you our opinions and break down if this means anything, if it doesn't mean anything, and why this happened. So more or less, we could have called this interview Pressure by Antonio Brown, because he used the word about every four or five words throughout the course of this interview. He basically talked about how he's feeling the pressure intensely all day long, every day, that is generated solely by the media, where they hang on to every word of his. They put words into his mouth. He talks about how they said he didn't want to throw with backup quarterbacks. They talked about how he told Le'Veon that he should be reporting to the voluntary minicamps. And then he kind of moved on to the existential portion of the interview, in which he questioned, why am I even doing this? I.e. playing football. You know, he feels like he's spending time away from his kids. He's going through a lot of things that a lot of professional athletes or actors or musicians or people who are on the road going through a lot of things that people go through. It's a little bit weird to hear from a guy with such hyper focus, but it may not be that surprising. So that's generally it. He's blaming the media for giving him a lot of attention, which I think we all know he seeks out a little bit. And then he's wondering about his priorities and his place in history.
So his mistake is having this little outburst at this time in the news desert when we have nothing else to do. And I'm going to rewind a little bit, and we're going to do a little forensic analysis of some of these quotes. Let's start with the claim. And actually, it's a fact. He gets pressure on the media. I don't know how I would respond to having a microphone in my face and a camera on me every time I went somewhere. But let's dive a little deeper. If you listen to the interview, he said, I can't seem to get away from the pressure. In the next sentence, he talks about waking up and checking Google alerts. Let's face it. You have to look for the trouble if you're waking up and checking your Google alerts.
Yeah, that's true. Although it might be easier said than done with the Google Alerts type of thing. I mean, part of the reason why he has this huge Antonio Brown brand is because of his use of social media. And it's kind of just like the climate of people my age, which AB and I are in the same little age bracket there. So I'd love to say they could avoid it, but I kind of think that's part of his motivation, is being able to show stuff on social media and this and that. So I think he's just experiencing some whiplash from that. But I see what you mean. Like, don't
read your own press.
He's actively
looking for the,
you know?
He's looking for the pressure. He's tuning in. I mean, I get what you're saying, But why doesn't he just publish? Why does he have to read? Anyway, my point is, if you want the social media push, you gotta accept that if you're gonna read about it, you're gonna get the whiplash.
Yeah, it can drive you crazy. And nobody, like, there's a common topic. If you listen to podcasts with people who even have a mild degree of fame, they talk about how unhealthy Googling yourself can be, because you wouldn't think that people way high up on in the stratosphere like Antonio Brown are, you wouldn't think that those type of people will be affected by like a YouTube comment or whatever. But the human brain isn't designed to, like, it's hard to brush that off when you see someone vehemently talking crap about you in a YouTube comment or this or that or whatever. So that does speak to your point of, like, you just got to avoid those, because it's going to get under anyone's skin. Yeah.
He also made a claim that the reporters are making up things, i.e. Yeah. that Le'Veon should show up and that he's not going to catch any passes from anybody other than Ben.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, except that, you said it.
That's the difficulty. The Ben thing, I don't know if he ever was quoted on, but he did say, like, that Le'Veon specifically should be at camp. And in the recent interview, he said, all I said was, you have to show up to get better. First rule of getting better is showing up. And he did say that in the interview that they were referencing, but he also said that, I think Le'Veon should be here. So that's a little tough. Those words weren't really put into his mouth.
Hard to walk it back when there's a microphone in your face 24/7. Let's move on to his claim that he can't express himself. Yeah. He can't express himself. He is social media. He was in the locker room doing a Facebook Live broadcast. Yes, they changed an NFL rule about TD celebrations because of his antics. And he said he can't express himself. That one is beyond my grasp.
Yeah, it is funny coming from him, one of the most expressive, if not the most expressive player in the NFL, outside of like one of the Bennett brothers or Chris Long, social justice warrior. But, you know, after watching the interview a couple times, that line sort of took on a bit of a different meaning. He said something like, I can't tell you guys how I really feel, meaning the media. And I've always said about Antonio Brown, you know, he's a pretty boring interview, but that guy is just a shrewd businessman and survivor. And he kind of resembles the Patriot way, that Rob Gronkowski, who also has a huge personality. He doesn't say anything in interviews. He doesn't give you anything. And neither does AB traditionally. Usually his headlines come in the locker room off of Facebook Live, or this is the first time where we've ever heard interviews where he's kind of taken stances like this. And I think that he's a master of playing that game with public perception in terms of the way he does his interviews. And maybe that just is kind of weighing on him more, that he wishes he could be more candid in interviews, but he knows that he would get backlash like he's getting right now.
Yeah, he kind of just did that. I guess he broke.
He sort of maybe, but if that's the angle he's coming from, he'd be making the right point, because if he talks about his feelings candidly like he did in this interview, we're all talking about it and people are blaming him for feeling certain ways. And I mean, it was a crazy interview, but.
Well, you and I are not blaming him for his feelings, but the fact he brings this on himself, and the fact that he made statements that he's saying that the media put in his mouth, that's what troubles me. I get the feelings. I'd love the money, but I know that there's a price to be paid when you can't even walk out to the Red Lobster with your family uninterrupted.
Yeah, no, it is. People aren't wired for that.
And speaking of his family, he's telling us that he's missing time with his kids in Florida. I did a little research, a little analysis. The season ended on January 14th, 148 days ago. That is 5 months of free time, Antonio. What were you doing with the kids for 5 months? Who gets 5 months off?
It's just a nice way to be, right? And then yet people still give him crap for missing voluntary workouts because NFL coaches are just dying to get their players back in state. And then, I mean, if people really had to be at the mini camps or the OTAs or whatever that are voluntary, why wouldn't they just make them involuntary? Because it does make sense.
Fine.
I mean, if you look at the guy's schedule, you really do miss a lot of time with your family. And it's like, I don't necessarily blame him for that. I think that all NFL guys kind of go through that a little bit. Even Tom Brady is going through that a little bit right now. Ben started going through the family stuff a couple years ago. I think once the guys get close to 30, they start thinking about the greater purpose when they're not, you know, their kids are starting to grow up more and they're missing a lot of stuff because 7 days a week they're training or in a different state or whatever it is.
Understood. But you picked OTAs to go find yourself? You had 5 months.
Was funny. Him and Ben marked OTAs on the calendar. AB did spiritual journey, and Ben did Cancun with the hot mama.
All right.
Anywhere but Pittsburgh.
I think you and I both agree. I said it. You've said it. Feel for him. That's gonna be. It's, you know, at a certain point you want your privacy, and it gets irritating, and it gets old. Especially when they start focusing on you. It's usually not for good things. They're going to find some weaknesses and some flaws, and that's what's going on. Irritable.
Yeah.
Irritating. You have some theories for why this is going on.
I just had two big thoughts. I think that I have this thing I've always thought about AB, and I don't know if it's a theory or just a point, but I categorize him in a very specific group of athletes. I call it the Kobe Brady syndrome. If you will, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, Antonio Brown. I've always thought those three guys are very similar. They are at the very top of their professions, but they have this particular type of obsession. And a lot of athletes have the obsession, but this is a specific, like, hyper focus that these three guys, and maybe some other guys that I haven't thought of, share. And they have this ability to generate and harness a chip on their shoulder. And that's kind of their greatest asset, is this absolute obsession that borderlines on being psychotic to, you know, like Kobe Bryant would do, sit in the gym after games and shoot 1,000 extra shots. The way AB is always the first one to practice and the last one to leave, taking extra shots from the jugs machine, Tom Brady and his avocado ice cream, all this stuff. So that's their greatest asset, is they can outfocus anyone. But I think that can be detrimental when you eventually kind of poke your head out of the water and look like, oh my God, what am I doing? How much time am I spending on this? It's crazy, you know? And I could think that would be very exhausting for someone. Look at Tom Brady right now. A lot of people are talking about him in the media because he hasn't been in voluntary camps. He's been trying to hang out with his wife and his kids a lot more and trying to make the most out of this age. And I kind of think that AB is just poking his head out of the water right now. I do think he'll readjust because the guy is a very motivated athlete and wants to accomplish his goals. But right now he's having a little shock.
Sure. And this is the worst age, because this is, you know, if this is 50 and it happens, your kids are 25. You know, they're older. Hopefully they've flown the nest. At this time, you don't get the kids' youth back. And these guys aren't even 30 or they're about 30. What is your oldest kid might be 10?
Yeah. That's basically
His oldest kid is just starting to experience Pee Wee football and the expectations he's going to be anything like his dad, which is going to crush his soul because he's not going to be anything near as good as his dad.
That's right. Well, AB must have gone through the same thing with his dad, touchdown Eddie Brown, greatest player in Arena League history. And guess what? He just outdid him. Not bad. I think last thing I'll say with the Kobe Brady syndrome was that, I don't know if I'm being specific enough there, they differ from like a LeBron James, or I don't know if you can compare Sidney Crosby to that or not, or Michael Jordan, but LeBron has an extreme focus and he, you know, spends millions of dollars on his body every year and this and that. Well, millions might be inaccurate. I think it's like a million every year, but it's pretty crazy, whatever he does. But he seems to be just a little bit more in touch with reality than just like the stoicism that Kobe, AB, and Brady practice, which I think is very specific. And I think LeBron kind of has a constant awareness of his legacy and what's going on at the same time. So just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, you talk about Kobe and Brady. I think anybody who's famous, a seeking fame, you know, there's a massive insecurity in there. If politicians who are constantly chipped at for how they suck and constant criticism, rarely getting a compliment, you have to have something different about your makeup to withstand that. Because as you said, the human brain isn't meant for that kind of pressure and that kind of scrutiny.
We're meant to be in tribes, not this type of crazy higher plane of living. It's overwhelming. But it's just why, overwhelming being a regular person.
So why do you seek that out? I mean, why go on Dancing with the Stars? Why do you crave that? There's a difference between craving attention and hyper-focus. I don't think Tom Brady is seeking attention. Sure, he's done some commercials, but nothing at the level AB executes that. So I see them as two different things.
Yeah.
And
they are, of course. I didn't mean to combine those. I agree. They're two separate things. It's a square is a rhombus, but not all rhombus are squares.
I believe that was Plato who said that.
Plato. Aristotle. Got some Plato right here.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, look, we thought this was a hot off the press kind of item, and it would be stale by next week. So we thought we'd bring a little joy into the middle of your week. Not that you probably haven't been inundated with AB stories, but we wanted to get our own bent or our own twist on this story out as soon as possible.
That's right. He needs to find new ways to motivate himself continually. And to me, this is just another chapter in the greatness of Antonio Brown.
It's not going to matter 2 months from now. Anyway, interesting stuff. We appreciate you listening to the show. We do this podcast each week, and you are in our first semi-weekly show. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so, and you will get a new episode each week. We try to get these out by Monday or Tuesday. So, again, please hit us up. Let us know what you think. Give us your ideas. Ask questions on Twitter at Steelers Outpost. Leave a note on the website, SteelersOutpost.com, or shoot us an email at SteelersOutpost@gmail.com. Until next week, thanks for listening. Go Steelers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. Thank you.